Good morning. It's 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning is CERT Health Educator Doug Osborne to talk about this year's Sitka Health Summit. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Holly.
You're welcome. I tried to play a little Colorado Rocky Mountain High there for you.
Thank you. That was a nice intro.
Hey, this year, Sitka Health Summit, what year are we in?
This is number 6.
Unbelievable.
It is.
And so many great things come out of the Health Summit. But tomorrow, 8:30, is the meat and bones. This is where it all happens.
Tomorrow is the planning day, and we are getting a big group of folks together, and we're going to pick some health and wellness goals for the next year.
And when you say health and wellness goals, are people thinking like everyone in Sitka is going to have an apple for breakfast every morning? Like, I mean, how big or small are these goals?
We did have one about planting apple trees. Several of the trees in front of Raven Radio were part of that push a couple years ago. But wellness is such a big, broad area. We really want people to be creative and think broadly. So it's not just physical, but it's mental and emotional and it can be financial, environmental, the community, societal. So it's a big, broad term. And so what we say for tomorrow for the planning day is all people and all ideas are welcome. And basically, what is it that's going to help to improve quality of life and improve health? And so in the past, we've had things as diverse versus putting up the Choose Respect mural on the Blatchley Middle School, to the Fish to Schools program, to starting a Sitka Farmers Market, to being a bicycle-friendly community, to planting apple trees. So there's a pretty wide variety of ideas that have become initiatives, and so tomorrow would be exciting to see. I mean, last year we had composting was our top initiative, so this Sitka Waste Composting Group got together and they did some great work this year. So it'll be interesting to see what folks come up with tomorrow.
And how many participants do you think you're going to have?
Well, right now, I have 53 of that. About 6 are in pencil. The goal is to get 60 because the biggest thing that we can offer these ideas is to help them become goals and to be able to say in our letter of support that we had a big, diverse group of Sitkins get together and brainstorm hundreds of ideas, and then they brought it down to 3 goals, and this is one of them, and this shows community support. So we want to get 60. It seems like more heads are better than one.
And do folks need to RSVP, or can they just show up tomorrow?
If they would RSVP, they could give me a ring. We'll make sure to get the lunch count right. They could call me at 966-8734. But when in doubt, just show up and come and just enjoy and see what's going on.
What's interesting about the Health Summit, and I've attended in the past, is it's not the same people every year.
Right.
It's really a diverse cross-section. So you can't say, you know, it's always the same people, or it never feels partisan. Mm-hmm. It never feels like, oh, these are people who have a lot of downtime. Mm-hmm. I mean, the people who attend, very different audience and people of action, mm-hmm. I should say. This is not something where people gather and say, you know what you should do?
Right.
It's not that. Maybe you could walk us through the day for folks who haven't participated.
Well, we'll start about 8:30. We'll do a very quick overview. And then our new mayor, Mim McConnell, will do some opening remarks and welcome people formally, which is going to be exciting. And then after that, we do kind of a fun networking opportunity because it's a great chance. We have people from all over town, people that are working and not working, and people in healthcare and out of healthcare. So we do a really just kind of fun networking opportunity, get to meet each other, have a couple door prizes. We have complimentary chair massages throughout the day because people think best when they're relaxed, Holly. So we got to keep people relaxed and well-nourished, and we are going to have a break, and then we're going to do something cool just talking about creativity and getting into the brainstorming part, and we're going to go for brainstorming maybe 300-400 ideas of what we could do in the next year to move the ball forward, and then we bring those down to more like 60 ideas, and then we pair those, and then we end up with maybe around 40 ideas that are on the big board that we're going to vote on, and then people will do a minute and just explain what the idea is so we know what we're voting on, and then we'll vote. And so by lunch, we will have placed our votes, and it's the thing where you have, you know, one dot is worth 5 points, one's three, one's one, and we're looking for the top 3 ideas. And so we'll break for lunch. We're going to have fish taco lunch in honor of the Fish to Schools program. Mm-hmm. So we have complimentary lunches for the participants, and then we get back, and then we hear what the top 3 goals are. And that's where it gets exciting, because this year, the top 3 goals, we have over $2,000 in startup funds because of some very generous sponsors. And so the projects get some money, but they also get an afternoon of facilitation where they can do some real-time work and do some planning to help move these ideas forward and help them to finally become realities. So they get that, they get some media attention, they get included in the press release. And then the main thing, like I said, is they get a letter of support that just shows that this is an idea that the community supports.
That's a lot happening.
That's a lot happening.
And that happens between 8:30 and what time?
We're going to end at 4:30. A lot of people will come and stay through lunch and find out what the goals are, and then they self-select and go into the group they're most interested in. So if, let's say, Project A is interesting to them, they'll stay and they'll do some work, and then they'll come back in the final sessions from 4 to 4:30, and they'll just share with the big group what it is that's going on and when the kickoff is and how they can help to promote this and let people know. So that is going to be a big full day of planning.
I'm a little overwhelmed, but I am excited to hear. What's sticking in my head is results will come of this, mm-hmm. and I get a chair massage and mm-hmm. a fish taco.
Yes. And I haven't even mentioned the door prizes.
I know. It's very primitive, my brain, of how exciting community involvement and sort of nurturing the mind, body, and soul all at the same time.
It's a fun meeting. It moves fast, too.
Well, in order to get all those ideas. Mm-hmm. So what happens after the Health Summit? How is it that these groups can maintain this momentum? I know that you said seed money, mm-hmm. a letter of support. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, there's this tremendous energy at these meetings. And, you know, but all these programs are still continuing years later.
Yeah, it's kind of neat when I think about the farmers market. They picked that as a goal in 2008. And 91 days later, they had their first farmers market. They didn't have money. They didn't have a plan. We don't live in a town that has farms. And somehow they figured out a way to put a farmers market at A and B. And they didn't just do one that year. They did three. Mm-hmm. Now it's grown to six. The last farmers market, they had over 50 vendors. So it's something that isn't just here this summer. It's something that's continued on. And that's what we'd like. That's what good public health is it's sustainable. It's something that impacts a lot of people. So what we're trying to do is get them to the point of getting a lot of momentum and then having some kind of an event where other people who couldn't make it are drawn in. They see that project and say, I've been thinking about that. I'd like to do that. So mm-hmm. it's not just the people in the room who make these things happen. It's a combination of people who are there and people in the community and people who aren't able to break away for a planning day, but definitely want to help a project come to fruition, because these projects help us in so many ways to be a more attractive place to live and to visit and just to raise kids in and just to be in. So I think that the track record for improving quality of life and overall health of sick kids is pretty good.
Absolutely. So a different venue this year.
Yeah, we're very excited. We're going to be at Sweetland Hall. And we are going to have a nice chance to get on campus and break out. And we're going to take a little walk on the new trail through the park there. So it's a very nice venue, and I'm excited about the space and just being a little bit a part of this revitalization on the SJ campus.
Very much so. We have just a minute left. I wanted to hear a little recap about your awards night.
The awards night was good. We had several groups, several individuals. We started with ANS A&B. They put on a huge event last week. They did Grand Camp, mm-hmm. and they just celebrated 100th birthday. So that was a great way to kick things off and to have an event where they didn't have to host or didn't have to provide for people, but could come and be celebrated. So we started with them, and we ended with the Reifenstuhl Award, which was Dan Evans this year.
Oh, terrific.
And in between, we just heard some great stories about what people are doing. And that's part of a healthy community, too, is just appreciation. So it's really neat to stop and to thank and to formally thank these folks that are doing so many good things. And there's a great crew, from the Challenge Day organizers to individuals like Peter Williams and Linda Bankin and Grace Brooks. I mean, it was a great crew last night.
Well, I'm glad that was a successful event. If you'd like to participate in the Sitka Health Summit, it happens tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. at Sweetland Hall. And Doug Osborne will be there.
I will be there, and we need seven more people. So there are seven people listening that I think want to come and check it out. Please do. It's going to be great. 8:30 tomorrow. Thank you, Holly.
Thank you, Doug.